You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
If you've got a thirst for knowledge that never quits, Brightside Podcasts are just what you need. Whether you're into recent discoveries, space exploration, true stories, or useful tips for self-improvement, psychology, gadgets, or just your day-to-day routine, there's something for everyone. Speaking of pillows, as I was about to, not all of them guarantee sweet dreams. Some of them make you sleep in an unnatural position and don't support your head. A pillow is not going to give you a backache all on its own, but it can make things worse. Having no pillow is better than a bad one. Test it out for yourself. If you wake up refreshed without one, it's time to chuck that thing out. To see if a pillow is giving you good head and neck support, put a book or something similar on it. Then take it off and watch. A good pillow will definitely spring back to its original shape in seconds. Give it a little help by washing it every 6 months. If you've got yourself a super comfortable pillow, make sure you change the pillowcase often. That thing is a sponge for germs, and it can even harm your skin and hair. You may also want to try a silk pillowcase. Ooh, it doesn't scratch your skin. And since silk absorbs less moisture than cotton, it won't dry out your skin as much. If detangling your hair when you wake up sounds like your normal morning routine, you might want to try sleeping without a pillow. We all toss and turn at night. Every time you roll over in bed, you rub your hair against the pillowcase. Doesn't matter if you're trying to fall asleep or if you're in a dream being chased by a pack of huge hungry rabbits. Your hair still pays the price. Another big no-no is going to sleep with wet hair. It causes hair damage, extra tangling. It can weaken your immune system. It's not hygienic. And it can help your pillowcase get nice and moldy. Ew. There are loads of pillow types, and different people need different pillows, depending on how they sleep. People who like sleeping on their stomachs need thinner and softer pillows. Back sleepers need the kind that's thicker and can support their head properly. If you change positions every 10 seconds, like me, try to find a pillow where the filling is a bit loose so it can adapt to your changing sleep style. Sometimes, pillows can be the reason you wake up tired and grumpy. What do you mean? See? The wrong kind of pillow makes your neck muscles all tense. That's how headaches start.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
If your pillow's too large, your neck's going to be bent all night. You'll feel uncomfortable in the morning, and it's pretty bad for your posture. Same thing happens when the pillow's just too soft or too firm. It's just like Goldilocks and the Three Bears, except without the porridge. If you usually sleep with a pillow, but for whatever reason want to try sleeping without one, you have to do it gradually. Reduce the support bit by bit. If you sleep on your front, try a thin pillow under your chest to get the right balance. If you already sleep without a pillow, make sure your mattress is holding up its end of the deal. Even though it feels like you're sleeping in a cloud of fluffy goodness, a soft mattress can make you overbend your neck when you sleep. If you feel cold, no matter how heavy your comforter is, try layering. Even if you use a few lighter blankets on top of each other, the air that gets trapped in between them heats up and keeps you warm. The opposite works just as well. Even a really lightweight sheet can betray you. It still traps warm air. Just use one, either a comforter or a sheet. If back pain just won't let you sleep on your side, a special pillow might just make all the difference. Put it between your legs to straighten up your hips. It's going to help your lower back out a lot. It works for knee pain, too. If you sleep on your back, just tuck one under your knees to ease the strain. If you find it almost impossible to fall asleep, you're probably not tired. If you're still up after 20 minutes, you should probably get up and do something relaxing. Some nice, calming music, maybe a little reading. Opening your phone's just about the worst thing you can do. Social media and news apps are designed to keep you awake. The worst thing you can do? Watch that second hand tick its way around. Turn your clock away from you. Counting minutes is pretty stressful, even if you don't realize it. Check everything around you. There might be something obvious that's stopping you from falling asleep. Some sort of light that hits your eyes funny. Or a faucet that's dripping. I'm sorry. Try not to drink anything at least 2 hours before you go to sleep. Unless you just love waking up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom, it can be really hard to fall back asleep again. Give that last glass of water a pass, so to speak. You can drink 2 in the morning to make up for it. As for food, time matters. Don't eat anything at least an hour before bed. A tiny spoonful of chocolate ice cream is okay. A big dinner right before bed is like your boss handing you a project at 5 p.m. on a Friday. If you're hungry late at night, go for a snack. A few sips of milk, maybe some cheese. Oops. One study found that eating breakfast for dinner is really helpful if you want to fall asleep faster. Bananas, eggs, toast, they're all packed with potassium, protein, and carbs. All the things you need to help you relax and fall asleep. Brinner is the new dinner, so old dinner is the new lunch or something. Sleep isn't the only thing that makes you productive. There are lots of superfoods that can boost your productivity too. Berries are awesome for that. Most berries are packed with antioxidants that help your body and mind. But the darker the berries are, the more antioxidants they have. Blueberries are a great choice. Even chewing gum can help. Keep that jaw working and you're looking at some increased productivity, about 10%. Chewing keeps you focused. Hey, just look at cows. Talk about productivity. Chewing can help you think more logically. It also lowers your stress hormones, keeps you awake, and keeps everything minty fresh. Some well-placed tinfoil can dramatically improve the quality of your sleep. Most people use extra dark shades, but you can try covering part of a window with tinfoil. That part of the window where the morning sun bursts in on you while you're still asleep? Yeah. It also stops your bedroom from being a sauna in the summer. At nighttime, light isn't your best friend, but you actually do need light to sleep well. If you don't get enough sunlight during the day, you might be in trouble after sundown. 2 hours of sunlight exposure a day can boost your sleep efficiency. The sun is your friend. Go out and say hello. If it says hello back, well, there might be something else wrong with you. You should definitely avoid blue light for at least 2 hours before bed. Blue light means one thing, screens. TVs, laptops, smartphones. Blue light tricks your brain into thinking it's still day. That's why it doesn't let you sleep well. If you can't fall asleep without scrolling your feed, you might want to download an app that blocks out blue light, or just leave your phone in the living room. Some people are all about white noise, some soft hissing, or whales singing about, you know, whatever they sing about. They say it helps them fall asleep faster and sleep better. Do what works for you. Some people even put on some white noise while they're working or studying. You can buy a white noise machine online for about $25. Or if you live in a busy city, just crack the window open. The best sleep you can get is at night. But if you're a major napper, make sure you set an alarm, 20 minutes max. Or instead of a nap, try taking a short walk, washing your face, maybe a glass of ice-cold water in your face. But if you're gonna nap, don't do it after 5 p.m. Your body will get super confused and you might find it really difficult to fall asleep later that night. And watch out for caffeine. It keeps you energized, which is great, as long as you're not desperately trying to fall asleep. There's caffeine in a lot of stuff these days, not just coffee. Check those labels. Chocolate, tea, ice cream, cereal, even some go-to pain pills. Double check just to make sure. Oh, and sorry, my fluffy friends, beds are for humans only. Pets love to leave dander, fleas, a ton of fur, pollen, and other allergens all over your pillows and comforter. Can't get Milo to sleep in his own bed? There are pros out there to teach your dog some good bed manners. Me? Well, I like the dog and the cat on the bed at night, even if they hog the covers a lot.